Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name.
And then I go get somebody else, and I say, hey, go up there, and when you see Ann, when she comes around the corner, you say, hey, Ann, you look kind of bad this morning. Your eyes are puffy. You're kind of red. You sure you're feeling okay? You know, about three people do that, and you know what happened to her? If she's not a very strong believer, and she knows the Word and knows how to overcome that word curse, guess what will happen to her?
She'll get puffy eyes.
That's right. That's right. She will begin to yield to what those word curses that were spoken to her, and by the time the day's over, the devil's moved plumb in and has destroyed her day, and she's had a terrible day. Lots of people don't believe that we can do this, but you can do that. So if you can speak the devil's words to people and cause that person to yield to that those demonic spirits that are flying around you like honeybees, waiting to attack you with legal right, and if they can do that to you, if all you speak is the Word of God around those people, and you speak blessings around those people, that's catching too. If you see somebody that's down just a little bit, if somebody is down just a little bit and you walk up in the morning, what should you say?
You look great.
Praise the Lord. You look great. You're a daughter of the King of the universe. Aren't we going to have an awesome day today? You look so wonderful today. I think that's a beautiful outfit you got on today. You look like a queen today. Now, what does that do to people? I have had people, that's right, Arsha, I've had people that would be having a bad day, and when I walk off in a few minutes, man, they're having a great day. Now then, the Lord said, let everything that comes out of your mouth do what to your brother? Edify your brother or your sister. So if you'll say good things to people and you lift them up, then they will come up to where you are. And that's what we should be doing in the church.
That says what?
I don't know that right now.
I'm sorry.
Yep, we're going to have to... Questions have to be to the microphone, but I don't know the answer to that one. I think that's in Ephesians, but I don't know. I've used that so many times, but I will find it for you. In fact, you know what I was thinking today? I'm going to start bringing my laptop computer. I have a laptop computer that I have about four versions of the Bible on. I have the Hebrew and the Greek concordances and the Hebrew and the Greek dictionaries and everything, and have them all synchronized so that I can pull in anything I want to in a heartbeat. And so on a question like that, I could find it in just one heartbeat.
1 Corinthians 14:3.
Thank you, David. 1 Corinthians 14:3. Now, there's a man that really knows the Word. David, he has... but he found it right quick. 1 Corinthians 14:3, but he does know the Word. Yep, 1 Corinthians 14:3. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. And there's still another place somewhere also that where the Lord says, let every word...
I'm sorry,
which one is it? 14:9? 1 Corinthians?
Ephesians.
Oh, Ephesians. Okay, now that's where I thought it was, Ephesians. Ephesians 4:29. All right, good. Galatians, Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearer. Wow, that's it. Now, if we would just take God's Word, and we would learn God's Word, and we would let God's Word come out of our mouth consistently, all the time, as we walk through the workplace, it would change you, and it would change everybody around you. Because if you speak God's Word, you're going to be speaking a blessing on those people. Now, if you're not speaking God's word, what are you going to be speaking? A curse. You're going to be speaking a curse. And it's so unfortunate that most of us do not realize the power of the tongue. But the tongue is the most powerful instrument God put in your body. In fact, he made the statement, he said, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And those that you, every man, will eat the fruit of your tongue. So you have to be very careful. Now then, back to the outline here as we talked last week or last month about Job and about the enemy. And it was very clear in the book of Job as to who was doing all these devastating things, who was bringing the tornadoes, who was bringing the fire from heaven, who was bringing the thieves and the robbers in to kill, steal, and destroy. It was so obvious there in the book of Job who was doing that, that it was Satan. And then, of course, we went through Matthew chapter 8, when we talked about who the enemy was there, and we went through many, many scriptures. We won't go through all those again because we talked about those last month in great detail. Some of you were here, some of you were not, but I went through Matthew, I went through Mark, I went through Luke, and even over into Romans and everything to tell you how that you could see who the enemy was. I went through to show you how to receive the Holy Spirit, how you could do that. Because again, you must know that without the power of the Holy Spirit, you don't want to get out there in the devil's world. You have to have the Holy Spirit. Now then, on your own, you can do nothing. But with the Holy Spirit, nothing will be impossible with you. Now that's where these things begin to come to work. It's when you get to where you believe God's Word. Now then, it's so unfortunate that in the denomination that I belong to, which is Southern Baptist, I don't mind telling you that I have heard many a time from the pulpit, many a man teach that there is no such thing as this second experience called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I don't know how the devil's done that to us. Because I can take the book of Acts and I can show you all the way from Acts 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 8 and 10 and 19 where everything in there, those gifts of prophecy and tongues and interpretation of tongues and everything was the Holy Spirit. So I don't understand how we missed that. But somehow the enemy has deceived us. But I want you to know that as a Southern Baptist deacon, I never saw a miracle until I asked the Lord to baptize me with the power of the Holy Spirit about 23 years ago. Whenever I asked him, it was right after I'd heard a doctor of theology speak in our church that there is no such thing as the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, Monday morning as I drove by that church, I looked up there at that church and I said, Father, I believe that man is your man. I believe he loves you. I know he loves you. I've served with him and under him as my pastor. I believe he loves you with all his heart. But I don't believe he understands the scriptures. Either I understand them wrong or he understands them wrong. And I believe I'm right because I said I'm fairly intelligent. You have taught me quite a few things. I've been to some good schools and I've passed with good grades. So I believe I can read and understand. So I said, Father, if the baptism of the Holy Spirit is really real, and to me, I truly believe it is, would you please just reach down from heaven and fill me with the Holy Spirit and power so I can be a witness and begin to do great things for you? And I'm telling you, driving along right there in my pickup, the power of the Holy Spirit came upon me, and I received the power of the Holy Spirit, and I have walked from that day to this in an entirely new light. And you know something that I became very aware of instantly when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Something I'd never been knowledgeable of before. Demons. I virtually didn't know they existed. But all of a sudden, I knew they were there. I could sense them. I could tell that they were there. I began to get revelation and wisdom from the Lord in His Word. I began to hear the audible voice of God after that. I had never heard His audible voice until after that. But after I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, a witness, a power to witness, a power to walk through this earth, a power that I have yielded my life to the Holy Spirit. And now then, when I go somewhere in the name of Jesus, I expect to see people saved, healed, and delivered. And he does that, doesn't he? Whew, what a God we serve. He's awesome. Then, after all these experiences that we went through in Acts 2, 4, 10, 19, and all those things, and Luke 11, and after you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then we talked a little bit last week, or last month, about the atonement for healing. Now then, I've also come to realize that we'll just kind of preview those a little bit, since we've only got about 3 hours of tape today. I think we can get through with everything today in 3 hours without a problem, even with a review. If you don't know the Word of God, you cannot receive something by faith that you don't know is yours. It's difficult enough to receive something by faith once you know it's yours. But the problem with so many people today, so many people don't know what is theirs. You know, just like this guy was praying with the other day. I started to say a young man. He's younger than me, probably 10 or 15 years. But we were there in our Baptist church, and as he sat down there to pray, and the first thing began to come out of his mouth, "Oh, God, you know, I know we're so unworthy, and I know, you know, that, you know, we're not worthy of you and all these things." And, you know, I can't sit there no more and do that. Whenever people start doing that, I just get up and kick their chair and say, "Wake up." You know, I said, "Stop spitting out that old nonsense." I said, "You ain't never going to get nothing from God like that." I said, "You're not unworthy." I said, "You're spitting in the face of God." "What do you mean, Thurman? I'm not spitting in God's face." I said, "Listen to me. If Jesus died on that cross and poured out his blood to make you the righteousness of God in Christ," because he clearly said that in 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 21. "If he made you the righteousness of God in Christ, and he made you a partaker of the divine nature of God, and he set you free from all your sins and redeemed you from the curse, and he made you Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and he made you the temple of the Holy Spirit."
Stop right there on the teaching today, but we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and he's a mighty God, and we love serving him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.